Whoo! Right, Croke Park, what time is it? What day is it? Who am I? Mayo 119, Cork 215, mother of sweet, mother of Jesus. That one really put us through the old nerve shredder. But you know, bottom line, we won. Absolute bottom line, we came through it. Because 10 minutes to go, I wrote down, you know, this game has gone away from us. You know, and I think in the past, we probably would have lost it. But we've seen it now twice this year. I saw it in Hyde Park with 10 minutes to go when we were three down. And here when Cork came at us, particularly when the goal was scored, O'Connor got injured in the lead up to it. He looked like he had pulled his shoulder or something. He managed to stay on, of course, afterwards and score that absolutely crucial free before Freezer came on then. But it did look like when O'Connor got the goal, you would have thought, fuck it, you know, we're going to lose. But we didn't, you know, and there's a few girls beside me, and there's one who was particularly, I always said, consolable at the end, and a total nervous wreck. But I said, you know, this is what experienced teams do. You just dig it out. When you're not playing well, you know, when the match has gone against you, when everything seems to be running against you, you're not on form, and you somehow do it, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of people who were saying Alan Dillon is past it, need to start looking at whether or not that theory still holds up. Dillon was superb today. You know, I was at 4 points he got in the end. He was all over the place. He did really well. Andy wasn't as good, you know. But a lot of ball was being delivered into Andy, which he was being used as the sole outlet for attack all the time, almost in a way to try to take the pressure off O'Connor. I mean, we did suffer in the first half because the blanket was so suffocating, and we found it really hard to break down. Now, I think we did the intelligent thing to a large extent in terms of shooting from distance. We got some nice points there, but we just, you know, we should have known this was coming. We should have had a plan for it. We didn't, you know. So black marks there, I guess, in that point. But when it opened up, and you know, when we got, when, you know, we needed to change the game in the second half. We did early on. We got those points. We got the lead. We got them chasing us. Now, what should have first happened at that stage was we got the goal as they were chasing the game, opened them up, and then cantered on. But it didn't, and we coughed up, I think it was 3 points in a row. That got them back in, and we just seemed to go to bits then at that stage. The goal they got was completely preventable, of course, you know. But then when O'Shea got the guy, and fantastic goal by O'Shea, just walked it into the net. It was brilliant. But Hurley's response was out of this world. Like an absolutely screamer of a goal. And still somehow we hung on. We hung on. And Colin O'Neill had a killing on O'Connor moment right at the end there, because, you know, that was the last kick of the game. It didn't look like we had 8 or 9 fellas on the line. He probably was worth a shot at the net, and he just tapped it over, and that was it. But look, we've survived. I think Kerry would probably be favourites, but Kerry, from what I saw in the first game, you know, didn't look all that hot. They looked hot very early on, but, you know, it was men against boys early on. Garley were woeful, like, with Cummins and Martin just taking these absolute, and Walsh taking these ludicrous pot shots. They had, I read somewhere, they had 67% possession in the first 15 minutes and no scores at all. And you know, when they started to get going, then it was probably too late. But when they started to get going, they showed how you can get at this Kerry team. So I think Kerry probably will be favourites to beat us, but I'm not necessarily sure they will. You know, but look, that's one for another day. Bottom line today is that we won, and we're you know, Cork are out. Cork's year is over. We're in the All Ireland semi final in 3 weeks' time. So that's it, guys. Over and out.